Senator Devlin says he only meant to support workers' rights to collectively bargain. Last December, the senator says he received a letter from the SEIU accusing home health care employers of threatening workers' plans to unionize. At the SEIU's urging, Senator Devlin sent 13 health care brokerages a letter warning them not to criticize unionization efforts. Barb Charette is executive director of one of the brokerages that received Devlin's warning. She says the letter was a surprise because she had no idea what they'd done wrong.
It was like a scolding. Then as I continued to read down the letter, and he made the statement that he sets on the DHS budget committee, then that became a little frightening.
That's because healthcare brokerages receive funding from the DHS budget. Currently, lawmakers are negotiating a bill that restructures Oregon's healthcare and defines how these workers can organize. I'm Brian Buckaloo in Salem.